AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are getting a bit of a boost after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said there will be interest rate cuts this year. Inflation has been inching higher to start the year. Speaking at Stanford University, Powell says the economy is strong and the goal is still to get inflation down to 2%.
That is our commitment, by the way. But over time, you know, I would say it would be a concern if inflation expectations were not to be consistent with the outcome that we seek. But the good news is they're not.
Powell also sought to dispel any notion the Fed's interest rate decisions might be affected by this year's presidential election campaign. Former President Donald Trump is pushing to have one of the cases against him thrown out. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
In a court filing, Donald Trump's lawyers are renewing demands for the judge to dismiss the indictment against the former president in the classified documents case. Meanwhile, prosecutors are sharply rebuking U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon after the Trump appointee asked both sides to formulate proposed jury instructions for most of the charges, even though it remains unclear when the case might reach trial. She asked lawyers to respond to two different scenarios in which she appeared to accept the Republican ex-president's argument he was entitled under a statute known as the Presidential Records Act to retain the sensitive documents he's now charged with possessing. I'm Julie Walker.
After the deaths of six aid workers in an Israeli strike, National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel must work to prevent civilian deaths.
We expect the Israelis to conduct a thorough, comprehensive, complete, and transparent investigation. We look forward to finding out the results of that investigation. And we'll move on from there.
The governor of Kentucky says storms spawned at least five tornadoes, leading to one death. This is AP News. Taiwan has been rocked by the strongest earthquake in 25 years.
Taiwan says the earthquake has killed around 9 people and stranded around 70 workers in 2 rock quarries. The authorities add contact has been lost with dozens of people in minibuses after the quake downed phone networks. The Director General of the Red Cross in Taiwan, Larry Ning Pao Kao, recounts the moment he felt the quake.
My office is located in New Taipei City, but we still can feel the strong of the quake. So, yes, it's very strong.
Television images have shown neighbors and rescue workers lifting residents, including a toddler, through windows and onto the street. William Lai, Taiwan vice president, tells the media the most important thing right now is to rescue people. Officials say at least 930 people have been injured. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
The earthquake was also felt in parts of China. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.